And now, Miriam Neff with New Beginnings.
Today, we inaugurate our 45th president of our country. This ceremony has been simple and brief at times, but now includes parades, speeches, and elaborate celebrations. Very simply, the new president is sworn in by the Chief Justice and states an oath that he or she will enter on the execution of the office of the presidency. While humans participate, the truth is that God's hand is stronger than the hand of the new president. Typically, that hand is placed on a Bible. We can give thanks that this is still done in our country. Let's not take that for granted. In the future, God's word might be removed from the celebration, but no man can remove God's hand from our country. This feature at widowconnection.com.